Congratulations to those who have obtained a place in this room. Thank you very, very much for greeting me with such an enthusiasm and such deep warmth in your heart. I am very happy to be in Bosnia after a long, long time. And to see actually that so many nice blue faces with great happiness are today here. I'm still a little bit overwhelmed from the very nice drive which we had. And all of a sudden I see such happy faces. I feel my day is successful now. We also have a very nice program ahead of us. With two intense days where we can stay together and appreciate Krishna consciousness.
Očekuje nas narednih par dana jako divan program, imat ćemo dva intenzivna dana, kada ćemo moći skupa da palimo pjesmu Krišne.
Actually, when devotees come together like this and sing Krishna's holy names and listen more about their Lord, Krishna becomes so attracted that he comes down from Goloka Vrindavan and stays in the atmosphere of the devotees. Krishna actually becomes convinced, let me appear amongst my devotees who chant and who listen about me.
Krishna postane tako privlačen da on odmah silazi sa Goloka Vrindavana i bude tu među bhaktama. U stvari on odmah postane tako uvjeren
Once the greatest saints of the universe came together with a question. The question was, where is Krishna? And the question became so strong in their hearts, where is Krishna? That finally Krishna appeared to them.
I to pitanje je postalo tako jako njihovim srcima, gdje je Krishna, da se Krishna tu iz onda i pojavi.
Obviously, Krishna is the best person to answer the question where he is.
Krishna je najkompetentnija osoba koja može dati odgovor na to gdje se nalazi.
Kompetentna osoba. And Krishna answered this question, he said, he started to say, then he was answering the question, he started out to say that he is not. Krishna said, I'm not in Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. He said, I'm not even in the hearts of the meditating yogis. Then where are you?
Yes, sir.
Krishna said, I'm there where my devotees come together and sing about me and also talk about me.
Krishna je rekao, ja se nalazim tamo gdje se moji bhakte skupaju i gdje pjevaju o meni i pričaju o meni.
in your own life you can maybe experience this.
И можете имати искуство овога во свој собствен живот.
In the Jagannath Puri temple they say that when the devotees who take darshan of Lord Jagannath become very, very moved and begin to move back and forth, it's a sign that Krishna has appeared amongst them.
In Jagannath Puri, u hramu, kažu da kada bhakte koji dolaze da uzmu darshan s božanstvom, kada postanu tako dirnuti, i kada se počnu pomjerati naprijed i nazad, da se kaže da se Krishna pojavio među njima.
You can also sometimes experience this when you are together with devotees. Your heart gets moved. That's a sign now Krishna is present.
I ovo ponekad možete iskusiti kada se nalazite u društvu bhakta, kada vam se srce počne pomjerati, onda možete znati da je Krishna prisutan.
It's practical, not theoretical.
I ovo nije teorija, ovo je jako praktično.
So we will sing a little bit more, then I would like to say something, and then I will give you something.
Sada ćemo još malo da pjevamo, onda bi želim nešto da vam kažem, i onda ću vam nešto i da dam.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Om Namo Bhagavate. To bring to your full attention the concept of journey as the most befitting comparison to spiritual life, I would like to tell you an ancient history today. Once there was a prince, it was around the 13th century, whose name was Jayadharma. He was a son of a very influential king, a good king. Jayadharma was such a good Kshatriya fighter. With a little army which was under his full command, he protected the borders of his father's kingdom so well that there was no aggression in the state and no one could conquer his kingdom.
Sa malom vojskom koja je bila pod njegovim nadzorom, on je tako dobro čuvao granice kraljevstva njegovog oca da nije tu bilo nikakve adrese niti je iko mogao da osigura to kraljevstvo.
This Jayadharma had a horse which was just huge. This war horse, the head would almost go up to the ceiling. It was an inconceivable strong horse.
I on je imao, Jagadna imao jednog konja, ratnog konja, koji je bio tako velik da je njegova glava doprela čak do plafona.
And he was the only one who was capable of riding this horse. This horse was too wild. It, no one could get on its back except for Jayadama.
I ovaj konj je bio tako divni i niko se, tako da niko se nije mogao popiti na njegova leđa. I to jedno mogao da uradi Jayadama.
One day, Jayadama went with his little army on the bank of the river Tamrapani.
I jednog dana je Jayadama otišao sa svojom armijom na obalu rijeke Tamrapani.
He felt very thirsty.
On bio jako žeden.
And so did his men.
A njegovi ljudi.
So he took his horse, he was on the back of the horse, and he rode into the river until he and his horse were up to here in water, and they begin to drink.
I onda je na leđima svoga konja ušao u tu rijeku, sve dok nisu došli do dubine koja je dosezala do skoro do usta, i onda su počeli da piju.
As Jayadama was drinking to his heart's content, he was in full armor, you know, iron armor, really a powerful chakriya. He looked over to the other bank of the river and he saw one devotee called Akshobha Tirtha meditating like this on Sri Krishna.
I dok je on pio sa svog punog zadovoljstva, a bio je obučen u potpunosti za borbu u metalno tijelo, on je pogledao na drugu obalu rijeke gdje je vidio jednu pastu po imenu Akshobha Tirtha koji je meditirao na Krišni.
Jayadama
was thirsty. Jayadama je bio vidio.
This is how it sounds.
Ovako je zvučalo za tijelo.
No need to make it each other. At this moment, Akshobha Tirtha opened his arm, his eyes and said, hey, Jayadama, you drink just like a bull. And as he said it, a memory which was in the heart of Jayadama, like a prisoner, escaped from the subconsciousness and entered the mind of the warrior prince.
I čuvši te riječi u Jayadamovoj podsvijesti, kao i neki zatvorenik koji je pobjegao iz zatvora, pojavilo se jedno sjećanje i došlo u jedan um ovog velikog ratnika.
He immediately stopped drinking when he saw this most intense memory.
On je odmah prestao da pije vodu kada je njegov um došao ova intenzivno sjećanje.
He came out of the river and prostrated himself before the saint Akshobha Tirtha and said, please, accept me as your disciple. I don't want to fight any longer.
Odmah je izašao iz vode i odao puno poštovanje na vodu ispred ovoga bakte Akshobha Tirtha i rekao, molim te, prihvati me za svoga učenika.
What was that memory which changed Jayadama?
A kako je bilo to sjećanje koje je promijenilo Jayadama?
When Akshobha Tirtha had opened his eyes, he was a very old monk, and said, hey Jayadama, you drink just like a bull. Jayadama remembered his past life.
Akshobha Tirtha otvorio oči i rekao, hej Jayadama, piješ kako bika. Jayadama se sjetio svoga prethodnog života.
In his past life he was a bull.
U svom prethodnom životu on zaista bio bik.
A very special bull.
I to specijalan bik.
He had pulled an ox cart which contained the books of the famous saint Madhvacharya.
On je bio bik koji je vukao zapregu koja je prevozila knjige od velikog sveca Madhvacharya.
Madhvacharya, as you know, is the founder of our sampradaya.
Kao što znate, Madhvacharya je utemeljitelj
naše. Founder, but one of the main personalities.
Ne utemeljitelj, jedna od najvažnijih osoba u našoj sampradaji.
So, Madhvacharya driven this bull, and with all his books on the back of that bullock cart throughout India, and had and acted as a teacher.
Madhvacharya se sa svim svojim knjigama vozio na toj lovskoj naprezi po čitavoj Indiji i djelovao kao učitelj.
And every time he spoke, the bull had opened his ears and had listened to the discourses of his master.
I svaki put kad Madhvacharya govorio, ovaj bik bi ustigao svoje uši i slušao te razgovore koje njegov učitelj, njegov gospodar vodio.
One time Madhvacharya had said this to his disciples: "This bull is my best listeners. All of you don't understand what I say."
In Jesus Madhvacharya govori svojim učenicima: "Ovaj ovdje bik je moj najbolji slušač. Vi ništa ne razumijete, on sve razumije."
What would happen, Mahujwara, if I would say the bull is a better listener than you?
Šta se desilo, Mahujwara, kada bi ja rekao da je bik bolji slušatelj od tebe?
Most probably you would feel a little offended. This is what happened to the disciples of Madhvacharya. So they decided to give poison to the bull.
I to je ono što se desilo učenicima Madhvacharya, jer su oni odlučili da otruju ovoga lika.
But then Madhvacharya saw that the poor bull was lying down, suffering from the poison, was in the process of dying. He put his hand on his head and said, "Live, my dear bull."
Kada je Madhvacharya vidio ovoga bika koji je ležao na zemlji i upravo umirao od tog otrova, on mu je prišao, stavio mu ruku na nogu i rekao: "Oživi, moj dragi bika."
Got up again, Madhvacharya said, "You foolish people, this bull is very dear to me, and one day he will prove that he is a special soul. Maybe in his next life."
I onda Madhvacharya rekao: "Vi budali jedne, ovaj bik je jako specijalna osoba i jednog dana će on dokazati da je specijalan i možda će se to desiti u njegovom narednom životu."
So when the Kshatriya prince Jayanharma entered with his powerful war horse near the river of Tamrapani and drank, and when Akshobhya Tirtha told him, "You drink like a bull," this memory of his past life came to his consciousness.
Kada je moćni ratnik Jayadharma ušao u tu rijeku Tamrapani sa svojim ratnim konjem i kada je ovaj svjedac Akshobhya Tirtha rekao: "Ovdje piješ kao bik," to osjećanje iz njegovog prednog života mu se vratilo.
Why do I tell this story today to you?
I zašto vam danas pričam ovu priču?
Well, my great hope is that some of you will remember their past lives. But even if you don't, the story will teach you that you did have a past
life.
Those who are serious devotees amongst you for sure had a past life that they had some contact to the spiritual life.
Oni među vama koji su ozbiljni bhakte, za njih je sigurno da su u nekim od prethodnih života imali neku vezu sa duhovnim životom.
Srila Prabhupada used to say about his disciples that many of them were connected with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago.
Srila Prabhupada je govorio da su mnogi njegovih učenika bili povezani sa Chaitanya Mahaprabhom prije 500 godina.
I know that he said this about Jayapataka Maharaj, the victory flag of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Znam da je to rekao za Jayapataka Maharaja, pobjedonosna zastava Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
As I'm traveling all over the world, I see this phenomena that people become all of a sudden spontaneously attracted to Krishna consciousness, just as if they had always known it. They feel some memory is coming back to them.
Putujući po svijetu, ja primjećujem ovaj fenomen da se događa, da se osobe odjednom bivaju spontano priučene duhovnim životom, isto kao da je neka izgubljena sjećanja se vratila.
I remember once my father, my worthy father, saw me going down to the holy Tulasi plant.
I sjećam se da je jedan moj svjetovni otac jednom je vidio kako odajem poštovanje Tulasi plant.
He said, "Sin." What has happened to you? You would not go down to, not even like this.
And he said, "Sin, what has happened to you? You would not go down to a
And now you go down to a
plant.
For me, when I saw the devotees going down to Tulasi, I thought, problem is very good. I never had to think about, is this maybe unnatural, or is this maybe a little exaggerated? No, I thought, yes, Tulasi.
Meni je to bilo potpuno prirodno, nisam nikad razmišljala da li je to nešto možda pretjerano ili neobično, meni je to bilo potpuno
prirodno. Most probably there was a contact to this spiritual culture before.
Vjerovatno da je prije postojala neka povezana s ovom duhovnom kulturom.
And I was remembering this.
I sjećao sam se toga.
Or look at some of you who, when you met Krishna consciousness, became so enthusiastic that you were convinced within your heart that this is the most important thing in my life. I have to give 100% of my energy to this progress in Krishna consciousness.
I pogledajte neke među vama, neke od vas kada su se sreli sa svjesnošću Krišne, odmah na početku imali znak uvjerenja u vašem srcu, da ovo je najvažnija stvar u mom životu i da ću 100% od sebe za napredak u ovome.
Most of the people think this is the most unimportant thing in my life. I will not give even 1% of my
energy.
Why did you feel attraction? According to spiritual psychology, you can only feel attraction to something or someone which has qualities which you have already inside of you.
Prema duhovnoj psihologiji vi možete osjećati privučenost prema nečemu ili prema nekome koji ima osobine koje se već nalaze unutar vas.
For instance, normal men don't become sexually attracted to horses.
Inače, normalno je da muškarci ne bivaju seksualno privučeni sa konjima.
Normal. They become, however, highly attracted to other human beings, women.
Normalno oni postaju privučeni sa drugim ljudskim bićima u ženskom tijelu.
Because in women there are similar qualities, human qualities.
Jer se u ženama nalaze slične ljudske osobine.
So you can only become attracted to something which, or someone which, or who reflects similar qualities which are already there within you.
I možete znači da budete privučeni sa nečim ili nekim koji ima slične osobine koje se već nalaze unutar vas.
So if you become attracted to Krishna consciousness, most properly, the things you become attracted to are already within you, within your heart. They are not totally new or foreign to you.
I tako da je najvjerovatnije da kada ste postali priučeni sa svjesnošću Krišne, postali ste priučeni sa stvarima koje se već nalazile unutar vas.
Prahlad Maharaj expresses this very nice, the great devotee Prahlad.
Veliki bhakta Prahlad Maharaj ovo jako lijepo objašnjava.
When his father asked him, how are you so attracted to Krishna?
Krishna?
And he said, it is natural. Krishna is like a magnet.
Krishna je poput magneta.
And my consciousness is like iron.
A moja svjesnost je poput željeza.
And we are attracted.
Tako da smo privučeni.
Iron is similar to a magnet.
Željeza je jako slično magnetu.
It is also metal.
I on je isto tako metal.
Again, the iron can only become attracted to something which is similar.
Opet isti princip, da željezo može da bude privučeno samo sa nečim što mu je slično.
So you have become attracted to Krishna consciousness because you are already spiritually developed. You come into this life spiritually developed, even Dionysus.
Ste postali tako duhovno privučeni, zato što ste već imali neke stvari od Boga u sebi, pa čak i Dionis.
My most attentive listener. You are already spiritually attracted, and now something is awakened within you, which was sleeping for some time.
I ste već bili duhovno probuđeni. Sada se to samo tako obudi, ono što je spavalo neko vrijeme.
So I want to request all of you to simply meditate about this. Why are you attracted to Krishna consciousness? It means you are like iron and Krishna is like a magnet. It is natural, it is normal.
I zato vas svi želim da molite da meditirate o ovome. Zašto ste priučeni sa svjesnošću Krišne? To je zato što ste vi poput željeza, Krišna poput magneta i to je normalno.
You only have to take care that you do not catch the rust.
Samo treba da se potrudite da ne zatrčate.
In this world, we easily catch the rust. And once iron is covered over by rust, then it loses its attractive part.
U ovom svijetu smo sklon tome da budemo prekriveni sa drđom. I jednom kada se to desi, onda više nismo priučeni sa magnetom.
Most of the time we put the rust on our own consciousness, just like a woman put šminka on
their
bodies. There are some women who put so much šminka that they always look as if they are just about to go to war. Now, please, the men should not laugh. You are doing the same thing. We are covering ourselves, men and women, with the rust of our material attachments. These attachments pull us away and cover us so that we don't feel the attractive potency of Krishna.
Te materijalne veze nas na takav način prekrivaju da mi ne osjećamo privučenost sa Krišnom.
We start with a little rust.
Počnemo sa malo.
Just like a woman will maybe start with a little shmika, let me try it. But then more and more attachments are accumulating.
Onda se akumulira sve više i više.
Music, sexualne životski, eating kami food,
muzika, seksualni život, jedini kami hrani,
filmski,
filmovi,
travels to Japan. One vishavisha rust. Be careful. If you want to keep your natural being to be spontaneously attracted to Lord Krishna, avoid the rust of material existence.
Ako želite da izbjegnete tu hrđu, da vas prekrije tu vašu prirodnu obvezanost sa Krišnom, izbjegavajte te materijalne izabnosti.
The best way to avoid something is to do something else.
I najbolji način da izbjegavate nešto je da radite nešto drugo.
If I don't want to make grupas, I will have to do something which makes sense. And then automatically I do not do any nonsense.
Ako ne želim da radim neku glupost, onda ću da radim nešto što ima smisla i samim tim automatski neću raditi gluposti.
Krishna consciousness, this is very important, my dear devotees, does not come by what the English people call it epiphany. Epiphany is an aha moment in your life.
Svjesnost Krišna dolazi na takav način što Englezi imaju neki izraz kao aha trenutak.
Yes, that means a mental understanding, a philosophical understanding.
To znači mentalno razumijevanje, filozofsko razumijevanje.
Krishna consciousness only comes if you develop a habit to do one thing right in your life.
Svjesnost Krišna dolazi samo ako naučite, tako steknete tu naviku da jednu stvar radite pravilno u vašem životu.
Prabhupada used to say Krishna consciousness is not something for armchair speculants.
Oh yes, interesting.
No, Prabhupada je govorio da svjesnost Krišna nije za špekulatore koji sjede u foteljama.
It comes to you if you actually practice something. And this practice becomes a habit.
No, onda svjesnost Krišna dolazi ako nešto praktikujete i onda to praksa postaje navika.
Because I was not so healthy last year, I have started with yoga practice.
Prošle godine, pošto sam bio slabog zdravlja, počeo sam da vježbam jogu.
And I'm now in the habit to do a minimum of 10 minutes of yoga a day.
I sada imam naviku da radim nakon 10 minuta joge svaki dan.
And since I'm doing this, I develop such health.
Ako to radim, razvijem se tako dobro zdravlje.
Clarity of mind.
Jasnoću uma.
Good concentration and determination.
Dobru koncentraciju i determiniranost.
But if I would always sit, yes, yoga is a good thing. Very interesting.
Ali samo sjedio i govorio, da, da, yoga je tako interesantna, ništa se ne desilo.
Only if you develop a good habit can you stop the nonsense of your own life.
Jedino ako razvijete dobre navike, možete prestati sa glupostima vašeg prethodnog života.
This is what I have, I'm now speaking about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness since almost 35 years, and I have noticed only those few rare souls in my audience who begin to develop spiritual habits can really understand spiritual teachings.
I evo sada već 35 godina govorim o filozofiji svjesnosti Krišne. Samo neke rijetke duše koje se nalaze u slušateljstvu, jedni mogu da razumiju zaista ovo duhovno znanje koje počnu da razvijaju te duhovne navike.
Nowadays I almost get nervous when someone says, oh Maharaj, this was a very nice lecture.
Dana, kad vam neko kaže, Maharaj, ovo je bila predivna lekcija, gotovo da postanem nervozan.
I feel almost excited to respond to say, if there was anything good in it, then please adopt just one small thing and practice it.
I dolazim na pas da kažem, ako je u toj lekciji bilo išta vrijedno, molim te, uzmi makar jednu stvar i počni da praktikuješ.
If you want to change your life to the better, become a spiritually minded, happy devotee in Krishna consciousness, learn only one thing.
Ako želite da promijenite svoj život na bolje, ako želite da postanete sretan bhakta, naučite samo jednu stvar.
To make something a spiritual habit.
da učite nešto duhovnim navikom.
Do you see this book?
Vidite li ovu knjigu?
It's one of four.
To je jedna od četiri.
Do you know what's in this book?
Znate li šta se nalazi u ovoj knjizi?
Music.
Muzika.
Songs.
Pjesme.
Should I sing one song for you?
Da, da vam možete mi jednu pjesmu.
Sure. Don't know if I find my glasses. It is connected to the subject matter. Don't worry. I'm not. Hari Hari Ki Mora Karama Gati Manda Braje Radha Krishna. It says, O Lord Hari, Lord Hari, I'm so slow.
I ova pjesma kaže, O gospodine Hari, ja sam tako spor.
I refuse to worship the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, even for half a moment.
Odbijam da služim lotusova stopala Radha i Krishna u Vrindavanu, čak i za trenutak.
I'm totally incompetent to understand what is love.
U potpunosti sam nekompetentan da razumijem šta je to ljubav.
So since one year I'm in the habit of singing songs like this.
I već godinu dana imam naviku da pjevam pjesme poput ove.
Svaki dan.
Svaki dan.
I'm just singing a new song. Let me try to sing this. Gaura Chanda. And because I have made this a habit, I now begin to think very much about spiritual life and how bring the spiritual world and how I want to attain it and so on.
I samo otvorim neku knjigu i onda poslije, pa hajde da probam da pjevam ovu pjesmu, pošto to radim redovno, razvijem sam naviku da razmišljam jako duboko o duhovnom životu, da mi ne razmišljam, pa hajde da se vratim u duhovni svijet.
Previously I used to like songs, but now I'm singing them.
Prije sam volio pjesme, ali sada ih i pjevam.
And it has changed my life.
I to je promijenilo moj život.
Prabhupada once gave a very shocking example of this.
Prabhupada jednom dao jednu jako šokirajući primjer ovoga.
He spoke of the beautiful young women at the court of kings who were called the poison ladies.
Jednom je govorio o prelipoj djevojci koja je živjela na dvoru kralja i te su djevojke zvali otrovne djevojce.
Otrovice.
When they were very young, they used to take little portions of poison every day. Little. And as they grew up, they could easily take a whole bunch of poison and thought, oh, how nice, it's a habitual food.
I kada su odrasle, bile su u stanju da uzmu čak i veliku količinu otrova i da razmišljaju kako je to lijepa strana.
Then when a king had an enemy, he would send one of his poison ladies to him. And the poison lady would kiss the enemy and he would immediately die.
I onda, kada je taj kralj imao neke necijepelje, onda bi on poslao jedno od tih djeva kod njih i onda bi on porukao od necijepelja i onda bi on napao
otrovo. More powerful than the atom bomb.
To bi jako moćno, moćno od atomske bombe.
So imagine how fulfilled you will become if you practice Krishna, something in Krishna consciousness every day, Manikini.
Znam se kako bi bila moćna kada bi praktikovala nešto u svjesnosti Krišnje svaki dan.
You will become a nectar lady.
Postala bi nektarina.
Already you are a nectar.
Ti već jesi
nektarina. But this habit makes you, it changes you totally.
Ali ova navika se u potpunosti mijenja.
Every one of you, please, If you leave this room, develop a Krishna conscious habit.
Svako od vas pojedinačno kada napusti ovu sobu, neka razvije neku duhovnu naviku.
Something small.
Nešto malo.
Something which attracts you.
Nešto što vas privlači.
Something which you like to do with great enthusiasm.
Nešto što volite da radite sa velikim entuzijazmom.
And you will see wonders in your life.
I primijetit ćete čuda u vašem životu.
Please do not practice Krishna consciousness like a spectator's sport.
Molim vas, nemojte praktikovati svjesnost Krišne kao neki sport za show.
You are all great souls.
Vi ste svi velike duše.
You must have had contact with the spiritual life.
Mora da ste imali neku kontakt sa duhovnim životom.
That's why you reacted so enthusiastically when you met Krishna consciousness.
I zbog toga ste tako entuzijastično reagovali kada ste se sjeli sa svjesnošću Krišne.
You only need to take care that the iron of your consciousness is not covered with rust again.
Sada se samo morate pobrinuti da se železo vaše svjesnosti ne prekrije ponovo sa drvom.
And you need to develop spiritual habits.
I morate razviti duhovne navike.
Powerful habits which change your whole subtle body.
Moćne navike koje će potpunosti promijeniti vaše subtilno tijelo.
Which you do every day with pretty, not with boredom.
Što ćete raditi svaki dan sa priti, a ne sa dosadom.
Priti means love.
Priti znači ljubav.
Is this a good program?
Je li ovo dobar program?
Now comes my... Yeah, I'm not sure. I think you're from Sarajevo. It's all right. My good news are, we will have tomorrow a wonderful program tomorrow.
Moje dobre vijesti su sada da ćemo sutra imati predivan program.
We will have a good association during these next 2 days.
Imamo naredna dva dana ćemo imati jako lijepo druženje.
We have made a very nice program and I do not know who, maybe Marayanti knows the full program and you will give us an orientation a little later, then we do what? Yes?
Malo poslije Marijanti će nam dati kratak pregled za program od narednog dana.
I have all the time in the world for all of you.
Imam svo vrijeme svijeta za sve vas.
I also want to thank very much our devotees from Croatia who came to give pleasure to our hearts.
Jako se želim zahvaliti bakama iz Hrvatske koji su došli da daju zadovoljstvo našem srcu.
Mahojvala wrote me so kindly and saying, we are coming with 12 devotees from Split.
Mahojvala mi je pisao i rekao, mi dolazimo sa 12 bakta iz
Split. And then I heard that other devotees are also coming and we have, I heard from someone, 40 devotees from Croatia will come and also some devotees from Serbia have come.
I čuo sam odnosno da čak 40 bakta dolazi iz Hrvatske i čuo sam i neki bakti iz Srbije su došli.
Yes, when you are together with devotees, the rust is taken away.
Kada se nalazite skupo sa baktama, ta vrđa se skida.
Rust is taken away. And when you wash devotees carefully, you might get an idea what new spiritual habit you could adopt in your life.
Dakle, će se skida i kada jako pažljivo posmatrate bakte, možete da shvatite koju biste to novu duhovnu naviku mogli da usvojite.
The idea will jump into your heart and you will feel attracted.
Ta će ideja uskočiti u vaše srce i osjetit ćete privučenost.
When you are very careful, the atmosphere of the devotees can influence your heart.
Kada ste jako pažljivi, društvo bhakta može utjecati na vas.
There was once a king.
Jedan bio je jedan kralj.
He went to the market.
I otišao na tržnicu.
And he saw someone was selling a parrot for 5,000 rubies, which was very, very much like 5,000 euros.
vidio je neku osobu koja je predavala papagaje za 5000 rupija, što je bilo jako, jako puno, nešto poput 5000 eura.
And he, so he bought this parrot.
No, gdje je kupio tog papagaja?
A little later he actually came to the same shop and there was another parrot which cost only 5 rupees.
A nešto poslije je prolazio pred iste radnje i onda je vidio da se tu ponovno prodaje neki papagaj koji košta samo 5 rupija.
He said to the shop owner, you have cheated me. These are two identical parrots. One is 5,000 and the other is 5 rupees. I will throw you into the prison for because you are such a criminal.
I onda je rekao vlasniku te radnje, ti si mene prevario, to su dva identična papagaja, a meni si ovaj ono prodao za 5000. Ja ću te bacit ću te u zatvor, jesi ti kriminalac.
No, said the shop owner, you will soon understand the difference between the two.
Ne, rekao je vlasnik radnje, uskoro ćeš vidjeti razliku između dva, šta za papagaja.
So the king had the parrots next to each other.
I onda je kralj držao tu dvojicu papagaja blizu jednog
drugog. And soon he understood.
I uskoro je shvatio.
The 5,000 rupee parrot would always say, Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jai Gurudev.
I ovaj papagaj od 5000 rupija i uvijek govorio Krishna, Krishna, Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
And the 5 rupee parrot would always say, you insult, you stinky, because you fool, you dunce.
I ovaj papagaj od 5 rupija i uvijek govorio, o ti smrljivi nitkove, o ti budale.
He went back to the shop owner and said, and they look the same to me, why are they so different?
Ja sam vratio do onog vlasnika radnje i rekao je, oni tako isto izgledaju, zašto su tako različni?
And the shop owner told him, actually these are brother parrots.
I onda moj vlasnik radnje rekao, u stvari ova dvojica papagaja su braća.
But one grew up amongst devotees and the other grew up amongst gangsters.
Ova jedan od 5000 rupija je odrastao među baktama, a ovaj drugi među gangsterima.
This is how important association is, my dear devotees.
Tako je u stvari važno društvo, moji dragi bakte.
Go to devotees, then you will also say, Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Jai Gurudev.
Mi stejni baktama, ja ste vi dovoljiti Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya i Jai Gurudev.
If you stay with karmis, you will be very critical, very mental, very morose.
Ako ostanete među kanjima, onda ćete biti jako tužni, jako kritički raspoložen.
And full of rust. So we will have a very nice devotee program. And our Marayanti will now inform us with her own words what this program will be. Come here, Palayati, don't be shy. You're properly dressed for the occasion. I'm gonna go to the hospital.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, please come forward. So take your prasadam.
Hare Bol, može neko papir još trenutno?
Ne, da.
Mikrofon, možete sam. Mikrofon.
Ja bih zamolila sutra bakte, oni koji imaju mogućnost da dođu jedan sat u Fusko Life da pomogu za kuhati za javni program. Tako da vas pozivamo. Dakle, zdravo bakte da dođete u kuhinju Fusko Life da kuhamo za hvala. Pozivamo sve bakte da dođu sutra nakon zdravo bakte u jedan sat u kuhinju Fusko Life da kuhamo za javni program.
Thank you.